just begun.
Yes, Dick Bentley and Jimmy Edwards will be on hand for the next 30 minutes with June Whitfield, Wallace Eaton, and the Keynotes, all inviting you to...
Take it.
Look, Bentley, It's not the idea of managing a boxer that I object to. It's just that this particular boxer is, he's 53.
Now, look, you can't beat experience. Just,
but isn't he a bit long in the tooth?
He hasn't got any teeth. Jim, you must admit that since we've been handling Joey, he's improved out of all recognition. Do you notice the way he moves his feet now?
You mean with his hands?
Well, it's just temporary stiffness. He feels the cold a bit. What worries me is the way you speak to him.
Oh.
Now, if you want to give him a nickname, call him Killer or Tiger or Man Mountain.
Not Grandpa.
Jim, you've got to make him believe in himself.
Oh.
Look, let's call him in. He's out in the yard having a workout with his sparring partner.
Really?
Hey, Joey.
Yeah, come in.
Yeah, we'll break it off now. In here a minute, boy.
Oh. What a vicious set to that was. Cool, that June Whitfield done half pack a wallop.
Yes, well, now, easy now, Joey boy. Yes. You mustn't get chilled now.
No.
Jim, wrap something round his shoulder.
It's all right, I've got his shawl, yeah. Here, Joey, let me put your shawl around it.
No, thank you.
Don't sag, it's not the heavy one.
Filling out nicely, isn't it, Jim?
Yes.
I mean, putting on a lot of weight. Joey boy, what did you go after your last meal?
Yes, it is, isn't it?
You're on his bad side. Hey, Tiger! What did you go after your last meal?
I went pardon.
Eh?
Yeah. Old indigestion again, you know. Must have been that bit of liver you give me just before I started sparring. I had the devil of a job swallowing that.
Liver? That was your gum shield. Your gum...
That's no good.
Bentley swallowed it now. Bentley, have you no conscience? I mean, what we're doing to this dear old wreck? I mean, it's inhuman.
That is defeatist talk. I know this. I wouldn't like to be at the receiving end of one of Joey's right uppercuts. It may not have the power behind it that it used to, but, oh, Jim, the artistry. This boy is the Rembrandt of the ring.
You think so?
I know it. Always bearing in mind that Rembrandt was a southpaw. Look, I can see there's only one way to convince you. Joey.
Yeah.
Hit Mr. Edward.
Me?
Yes. One of your right uppercuts.
I couldn't hit Mr. Edwards. He's been good to me. He's helping me with me rug.
Yes.
Now, look, Joey, I'm your manager and there's no room for sentiment in the fight racket.
Oh.
Now, just do as I say. Now, there's your target. Tell him.
By myself?
Yeah, well, I'll give you a start. I'll point you towards him.
Yes.
There.
Right.
Now, one, two, then wham.
Wham.
Well, if you can't manage wham, let's have ping.
Oh. Right.
Look, I'll stick my jaw right out.
Yes.
Can you see it?
Can you see it? Yes. Listen to me. I do see it.
Yes.
Now, can you bring it a little nearer me glove?
How's that, then?
Yes, that's much more convenient. I've got the reins now quite still, please, Mr. Edwards. Now, one... Two, wham! There. How is that for timing?
Timing, excellent. Sense of direction, only fair.
Aye?
Never mind, A. Help me pick Bentley up.
Point of view. You need 10,000 bedrooms at least. La do la do la do la do to do all the dreaming you've got to do. And if you want a special rainbow flashing across your skies of blue, you need 10,000 bedrooms at least. And just watch those rainbows come into view. Who needs a living room?
kitchen or a sunroom.
All I need is a bed for my head, and they're all combined in the one room.
10,000 bedrooms ought to do it, and I'll have them before I'm through. 'Cause when you've got lots of dreaming to do,
Keynotes. And so to Type's topic of the week.
We enter the open season for theatrical garden fetes, those gala functions where the fans throng to see their favorite starlets presiding over gaily bedecked sideshows and games of chance. Ah, what excitement, what fun, what a mob.
Now, don't drag behind, Ada, or we'll not spot all the celebrities.
It's all very well for you, but I've got this pram to push.
Oh, give over moaning. The child's enjoying herself.
I can't get the pram through that crush. Now, can't we find some stall that's got nobody round it at all?
A stall with nobody round it at all? With all these star-studded celebrities in charge of all the stalls? You've got to hope, I must say.
Oh, then whose is that one, yon? See, just by a rubbish dump.
Why?
Well, the one that's completely deserted.
Why, whoever can that be, then?
Roll up, only sixpence to kiss the glamorous Dick Bentley. Come on, Dick Bentley in person setting kisses. Hours of endless fun for young and old.
Hey. Dick Bentley.
Dick Bentley?
Ah, you remember him. Before we had the telly,
Come on now, sixpence for the romantic thrill of a lifetime. Half price for children and old ladies. Say, how about you, madam?
Oh, well, what do I have to do?
It requires no skill, dear. We just share a kiss. And the price is just one small silver coin.
Oh, shall I, Albert?
Well, why not? It's an easy way to earn a tanner.
To earn it? She pays me.
She pays you?
Well, yes.
A tanner?
Yes.
You've priced yourself right out of the market, Dickie boy. I mean, for a tanner, she can go and see the giant two-headed rat. Say, value for value, frankly, you're not in race.
Oh, nonsense. At the Bath and West Cattle Show, I took over £17. Doing very much the same thing as this.
Selling kisses?
No. Standing still and letting children pat me. But well, there was a slip-up in the stall plan.
Oh,
look, madam, can't I persuade you to take a ticket? Just one.
Well, I'd like to help a good cause, but...
Oh,
well,
go on, Ada.
Yes, go on, Ada.
Well, oh, dear... I don't really think I will, you know.
Oh, come on now. Look, I'll make a bargain offer. Three kisses for one and four.
Oh,
three.
Well.
One ordinary, one butterfly, and one of my specials.
Oh, no. Not on top of all that candy floss and cockles. Come on, Albert, let's
No. Please, don't. Well. No, don't go. You're the only people who've even had the decency to stop and inquire. 7 hours I've stood here with my lips puckered. Oh, it'll be the talk of the Lord's Tavern. Please.
Look, Dick, you don't mind me calling you, do you?
No.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take a ticket.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm afraid I am strictly an amusement for girls.
Well, I'm not going to kiss you, you goop. It's our nipper in the pram. Lift her out, Ada.
Oh, yes. Here you are, Dick. Here's your sixpence. Now, come on. Kiss Ingrid.
Ingrid? Oh, the baby. Oh, I see, yes. You want me to give her a thrill to start her dream.
Well, not quite.
What do you mean?
We want to give her a fright to stop her hiccups.
You were meant for me. Fashioned you, and when she was done, you were all the sweet things rolled into one.
You're like a plaintive melody that never
must have sent you, and they meant you just for me.
You were meant for me.
Yes, I was meant for you.
And I was meant for you.
Yes, you were meant for me, 'cause
nature fashioned you, and when she was done,
you were all the sweet things
rolled up into one.
You're like a plaintive melody.
A plaintive melody
that never sets me free.
Never sets me free,
for I'm content.
The angels must have sent you, and they meant.
Clum, don't you sit there staring in your glass. Yeah, you seem very thoughtful tonight, Mr. Clum.
You've noticed it, have you, Ted?
Yes,
thoughtful I am.
Yeah.
Ted, thoughtful's the word. Yeah. Ted, you know me a long time. You know what it is that I love more than all the treasures this world can offer.
I do, Mr. Clum. And quite frankly, I think you've had enough of it for tonight.
I'm not talking about beer, and anyway, I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about my boy. My Ron. The incident I want to acquaint you about, Ted, started last Monday evening in our front room. There, Ron and F, you know his fiancée.
Yeah.
They was on the sofa, presenting the usual romantic picture. She was darning his socks and he was doing his corns with a cake knife. As it happens, F was feeling a bit depressed.
Beginning to feel there's a curse on us, aren't you, beloved?
No, eh?
Oh, Ron, I wish I had your happy-go-lucky disposition. We're just not getting anywhere. I mean, look at the strokes of luck some other couples have. Still, que sera, sera, eh?
Well, I suppose it does. Have you finished darning my sock?
Yes, beloved.
Then I'd better put the apple back in the fruit bowl.
Put your sock on first, and your shoe. Here, let me untie the lace for you. Ron?
Yes, Eth?
What's this bit of paper sticking to the sole? Ron, look! It's a £5 note!
Ah.
It's a new blue £5 note, Ron. You must have parked your chewing gum on your instep and it picked this up. Oh, Ron, our luck has changed. Ron, it's an omen.
You said it was a fiver.
It's fate, beloved. Kismet.
Right, are we?
Oh, no, I didn't mean that. Ron.
Come on, Eth, while me luck's in.
No, Ron, no.
I'll never get
Oh, no,
number.
Ron, not with one foot bare.
Well, what difference...
Hello.
My Ron, champion at his bit.
Mr. Glum, look what Ron just accidentally picked up. This £5 note.
A £5 note? Cool. Upon my soul.
No, Dad, upon my soul.
Let's have a look at it, then. It's a good one, all right. Oh, well... What a strange, unexpected twerp of fate.
Mind you, Mr. Glum, I don't think it'd be right for Ron and I to keep it.
Hey.
I think we should hand it over.
Well, Ev, that is really most generous. Rest assured, I shall drink your health with it and ten and
Not
I...
Not to you, Mr. Glum, to the police station.
To the police? Now, Ev, I should think very twice about that. I ought to remind you of the ancient Greek saying, never kick a gift horse in the teeth.
You may look on it as luck. On the other hand, it might be opportunity, destiny, or if you will, Ron, fate.
Thanks, Dad, I will.
It's very well known that luck goes in streaks.
Yes.
And it's obvious that today the streak it's going in is Ron. That fiver was given him for a purpose that at the moment we wot not.
Why don't we not what, Dad?
We don't what not the purpose, Ron. That's what not.
What?
This is obviously your lucky day. So we've got to follow your luck through. Now, get the paper over here and look at the racing page.
Oh, the racing page.
Yes, now, look down the horses.
Yes.
I see there's a horse running with a name like Ron's Luck or Blue Fiver or Sticky Foot or anything that ties up.
Yes.
Well, now, let's see. There's Gormless Lad, Dopey the Second, Hopeless Charlie.
Hopeless.
No, there's nothing here that suggests Ron.
There must be something. Unless that £5 note was not granted to him for mere horse race bet gambling. Unless my son received it for some other higher purpose entirely.
You mean?
Dog racing. Just let's have a look at the Haringey starters. Haringey, here we've got. Where's it? Oh, my glasses are so mucky. Here. We'll drop that start. Wait a minute. Broadway Queen, Kevin's Pride, Blue Note? Hey, look.
Ooh.
Blue Note. If that ain't Ron's fiver, tell me what is.
Oh, it's uncanny.
I knew it. Oh, my son. Wake up, my son.
Dad.
This time, opportunity ain't just knocking. It's kicking the ruddy door down. Blue Note, third race. Haringey, here we come.
The winner of the second race was Vulgar Laughter, second was Maxwell Binding, third was Hilliard's Carpet.
And the third race is next. This is it, Ron. See, look, you see, they're just walking the dogs onto the track now. That first one there, that's Kevin's Pride, and that one just... That's Blue Note.
Come on, Blue Note. Go on, boy.
Ron, dearie.
Come on, Blue Note. Stay in there.
Ron.
Go it, boy. Get out in front of that other dog.
Ron!
What?
The race hasn't started yet. We're just walking them round the track so they let the punters have a butcher's at them.
Mr. Glum, shouldn't we put our bet on now?
Yes, now, it's a psychological moment. Now, I think we ought to do it now. Now, Ron, now, I see that bookie over there. See that bookie, the one that's got the placard? Honest Harry Harper. Integrity and fair play our motto.
Yeah, where, Dad?
In with the close crop there and the razor in his top pocket. Now, Ron, go over to Honest Harry and say to him, could I have £5 on Blue Note?
Yeah, but, Dad, I...
No arguments, Ron. £5 a win. Get going.
Oh, just a minute, Mr. Glum. Ron... You sure you got it right?
Oh, for heaven's sake. The race will be over if you don't hurry. For heaven's sake, Ron, get going.
Oh, just a minute, Ron. You do know what to say, Ron.
Yes, sir.
What?
Could I win £5 on get going?
No, not get going. Blue Note. Blue Note.
Blue Note?
£5 to win.
To win? Oh, I see now where I got mixed up.
Do you, beloved?
Yes, when Dad kept shouting, get going, it confused me.
Oh, dear, well, I'm sorry then.
I was thinking you wanted me to put the money on Blue Note.
Oh, dear. I do want you to put the money on Blue Note.
Ah.
Now, get going. Right.
Wrong.
It's all right, Eth. Leave everything to me, Tata.
Oh, dear, I do hope he gets a good price. Here, you've got the binoculars.
Oh, yes,
have a deckle at the odds on the bookie's board.
All right. Oh, yes, I see.
What?
Kevin's Pride, 9-2.
Yeah.
Blue Note, 8-1.
8-1. 8-1 and a five. 8-1 and a... Cool. 30 quid. 30 quid.
Broadway Queen. 7-4.
That's out of it.
Get Going, 9-5.
What do you say?
Get Going's 9-5.
Get Going... You mean there is a dog running? Call, get going.
Yes.
Oh, you'll see what's going to happen. Run.
Mr. Clumsy, he can't hear you. Besides, you made it plain enough to him.
Did I?
You must have said Blue Note at least 10 times.
Oh, yes, you're right, I suppose. Even he couldn't be that stupid. Or could he? No.
Oh, Mr. Clumsy, look, there goes the hare.
Quick, give me them binoculars. They're off.
and it's Killian's Pride in front.
Yes.
And then there's a four dog. And then Broadway Queen. Now they're going around the first bend. Still Killian's Pride in front. Still Killian's Pride.
But where's Blue Note?
Blue Note. Blue Note. Oh, he's only just leaving the trap.
Oh. Come out, Blue Note.
Come out. Good dog, come out. I can't with them. Oi, oi. Come out. Oh, it's number five. It's number five in the... Number five in the lead now. Number five, quick. Which is number five?
Oh,
read the card, don't fumble about. Number five.
Keep going. Oh, come on, Blue Note. Okay. Good dog.
Good dog.
Good dog. Come on.
Blue Note's coming up. He's come out now. He's come out.
There he goes.
Blue Note can get going now.
Oh.
On the third bend now.
Yes.
It's Blue Note in front by a head.
Oh.
By a yard. Oh. By 2 yards. Oh, look at that dog go. Oh. The others aren't in anywhere. Coming in the last bend now. It's Blue Note by a mile. It's Blue Note
come
by a mile.
On,
as they come into the straight, Blue Note.
Oh.
Blue Note. Get up, you rotten arm! Get him up! Get him up! What a time to think of stopping for a stretch! Stretching himself!
The winner! Winner of the third race was Get Going!
Get Going!
Oh,
oh, oh no! Oh, no! Oh, wait a minute! I wonder.
Oh, dear. Dad, where are you?
Over here, Ron.
Oh, hello.
Ron.
Hey, Dad.
Yes.
What you got tears in your eyes for? Did you think I got lost?
No. Ron. Ron, lad, listen to me.
Yeah?
What did you do with that £5?
I bet it on that dog, Dad.
Which dog, Ron?
Which dog?
Which dog? Yes. Ron, this is very important to Daddy. Ronnie, what was the dog you bet it on?
The one you told me.
Ron, sonny, I don't want to get excited. I might hit him. Ronnie, just tell me the name of the dog again.
Tell you the name?
Yes, Ron.
Oh, go on. You know the name as well as I do.
Ron, I want to hear it from your own dear lips. Ronnie, my baby.
Well, the name was the one... You kept shouting at me.
Well, say it, Ron! Please.
Say it.
Just indulge your old father's whim. Just say the doggy woggy's name for your poor grey-haired, trembling old parent.
I feel silly saying it with both of you staring at me.
Well, we'll close our eye peepers. There now. Now say it.
Well, Blue Note.
Oh, bang goes that fiver.
Oh, dear.
You mean that wasn't the one you asked me to put it on?
I mean it was.
Then what are you shaking me for?
Because why, Ron? Why, out of all your whole life, does this have to be the one and only time you've got something right?
Oh, you know why, Dad.
But why?
It's my lucky day.
Oh,
Rabinowitz and the BBC Review Orchestra bring our recorded show to a close. Those involved were Dick Bentley, Professor Jimmy Edwards and June Whitfield, encouraged by Wallace Eaton in the keynotes. Frank Muir and Dennis Norton read the script, and the program was produced by Charles Maxwell. We all invite you to tune in again next week and...
Take it.